People just assumed I was consciously, I'm going to attack this man in a certain way, but I don't even really remember the incident.
I think there is a sense of normality in the uncomfortability. You just get used to stuff changing.
Barco's at his best if we lose two or three on the trot. Not that I want to lose two or three games in a row too often.
Trying to put my hand up for every game. It's something that players are going to have to deal with. Not reading anything, and I'm still hearing Christopher Tracker stuff. It's amazing, mainly from him.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
Yes, you're very welcome in the sanctum today, and we head into the colours of the brown and the gold team, the Hawks. Isaac Smith is our man who helps us out with all the information from inside the four walls of the mighty Hawthorn Football Club. He's back again this morning. Good morning, Isaac.
Morning, Harf. How are you?
Going very well, thank you. But the bigger question is, how are you? Because on the AFL website, it says to me, Isaac Smith, this is the injury report, by the way, shoulder, 1 to 2 weeks. What's happening?
Are we 1 to 2 weeks?
Well, that's what it said, but I know that you know different.
I have not read the AFL website or the injury report, so... it's funny what that sometimes says to what's actually happening, but, I'll miss this week and hopefully be right for next week, but we'll just wait and see.
Righto. So, it's obviously getting better. How are you treating it at the moment? What's the rehab process for you?
I'm my biggest... running session yesterday and got moving and got the arm moving a fair bit over the last sort of 3 or 4 days. So it's tracking along nicely. And originally when it all happened, it was touted for 2 to 4 weeks, and it's only been sort of 15 days since it happened. We're tracking along nicely.
Are you a bit... I saw you on the weekend with your crazy mates standing by the side of the road with strats written on six of your chests, STRATS, and with an exclamation mark, I think, on the chest and on the back, 200 with a lot of exclamation marks, as a bit of a show of support for Ben Stratton because you couldn't be there. Who came up with that idea?
I'd have to put my hand up, man. Another guy. we're sitting, maybe sampling a Barossa wine one of the nights, and decided that that'd be a good idea, and it caused a bit of fun and gave us an hour of enjoyment in the hub, so it was awesome. And we're pretty disappointed that we weren't able to attend Stratos 200, and most of us have played, I think, in that group, other than maybe Cicely and Segler had played 200 games, and we'd all been able to go out there and play and support our mate that's been able to do it. So it was disappointing, and we've played 10 years of footy with him and won 3 flags together, so it was awesome just to be able to give him a bit of a send-off, and they said it gave him a fair bit of a lift as they were driving into the ground, which was good.
Well, they put up a good show on the weekend against the Power. Of course, they're top of the ladder, and it's not quite that situation for the Hawks at the moment. Were you impressed with what you saw from the boys on the weekend?
Yeah, it was disappointing we couldn't get the win, but there was certainly some impressive signs, and it was good to see we could get the ball moving, and in their shortened game, scoring early is imperative, and I think they got 2 or 3 goals up initially, which when it's sort of only 50, 60 point games of football, it's keeping you in the game of football the whole game. So it was really impressive. It was good to see some guys get a go. Daniel Howes had a tough run with injury over the last 12 months, and he got back in, and I thought he made us a better side. James Cousin looked really good. Michael Hartley looked good down back, and there were some good signs from a few of the other younger guys as well.
One of the things that photo showed, Isaac, was just how much experience is actually out of the team at the moment. So has it felt that the sort of the pressure is off a little bit now, that it is now just about investigating what's on the list and what might be possible for next year and beyond?
Not necessarily. I think as a player, every time you go out, you expect to win, and you certainly hope to win. Obviously, there's been mentions from people at the club that they want to see what's on the list and see how that evolves. Which needs to be done, and I think we've seen some great signs over the last few weeks, but does that lower the expectation of the boys that are running out there? I probably don't think so. But, yeah, we certainly played a really good team on the weekend, and it was always going to be hard to get the win, especially at their home ground, which is our home ground now. But, yeah, it was good to see the boys put up a really good fight, and it was actually really enjoyable to watch.
The reason I ask that question is I reckon at times against Fremantle, but certainly against Port Adelaide, that the shackles seemed off. The ball movement was a lot better, it was a lot more aggressive, and it was more the Hawthorn that we kind of expect, even though there was so much experience out of the team.
Yeah, I think we've probably released the shackles in the last couple of weeks, Whitey, and we've certainly been doing a fair bit of education around our ball movement and what we'd like to see. And yeah, you're 100% right. You get a few younger guys in there, you tell them just to get going, and certainly the ball movement looked a lot more effective on the weekend, and we looked a lot more dangerous. So hopefully we can continue that trend.
There seemed to be some glimpses, and correct me if I'm wrong, but from Jonathan Patton, and he's missed a lot of footy this year, and he's a new recruit and hasn't quite worked out to this point, but I'm interested just in your views on him and what he could be for Hawthorn, because, as I said, there just seem to be some glimpses of what might be of Jonathan Patton in a Hawthorn jumper.
Yeah, I think the hard thing for Paddo is that he hasn't been able to get any continuity in his footy in the 10 years that he's been in the league. I think him and I were talking the other day. I've been in the league one more year than him, and I've played 210 games or something, and I think he's around 80 or 90, so it just shows you how much footy he's missed through injury. And I think the biggest thing for him is he's obviously got a lot of talent and he knows how to play football. He wouldn't have went number one otherwise, but he just needs some continuity. And yeah, you're 100% right. On the weekend, we saw some great signs. And I know he didn't kick a goal, but in the majority of his contests on the weekend, he was 2v1 and he created a lot of opportunities for Luke Bruce and Chad Wingard and Ollie Henrahan and blokes like that. So yeah, it was certainly positive signs, and I think if John can just play the last few games of this season and then play a full season next year, you'll start to see the best of him.
Well, that'd be great for him, but for Hawthorn fans as well, to see a big power forward roaming the forward line for the Hawks for the next, hopefully, 5 to 8 years or so for a big John Patton. You mentioned the Adelaide Oval being your home ground before. You're in the Baroth, sir, at the moment, doing your hub thing. You played there on the weekend.
Beautiful and sunny this morning.
Yeah, it's not bad here either, just by the way, which we're happy about. You've got the Bombers tomorrow night at the Adelaide Oval. Do you get to train there, or is that out of bounds?
No, that's out of bounds, half. We're training at Central District's home ground, oh, yes, which is nice. They're accommodating us at the moment. I think Clarko used to be the head coach there, and Jack Gunston continues to remind us that he was a premiership player there. So we're getting down to the Oval. It's a bloody big Oval. I've had to run it the last few days, and it's 520 metres a lap. So that's the size of the old Waverley. So I did 3 laps yesterday. That was a 1500 metre and 80 effort.
What time did you do, just by the way?
Nah, I don't use watches. Use the sun.
You idiot. So what's, for Hawthorn fans listening, what's left in this season? It's obviously 5 games, but what's left to achieve for this season? Well, he didn't like that question.
Well, it's a tough question.
Well, it is, but he's not there. He's dropped off, which is unfortunate. He's too busy running around that 520-metre oval. He's back, is he? You're back?
Yeah, Isaac. Sorry, guys. I don't know what happened there.
That's all right. That's okay. I'm not sure if you heard the question or not, but what are we trying to achieve last 5 games of the season for the Hawks? What's left? Is it trialling some things? Is it new movement patterns? Is it new players? Or is it just going full steam ahead with the best possible squad to win 5 games on the way home?
I think, yeah, what's ahead? Certainly we've got 5 winnable games. Lost some games we certainly should have won this year. We've lost against teams that we believe we should have beaten, but the last 5 games of the year, we've certainly got winnable games and we'll be going out to win them. I think you'll see some of the younger guys injected into the team. There's probably guys, as you saw on the weekend, that have been carrying a few injuries over the last few weeks that might be probably sitting out for 1 or 2 games. We had that on the weekend, and we'll be taking fit blokes into the games. And hopefully getting the win, which would be great for not only the players playing and the people that are in the hub away, but also the Hawks fans and pretty much everyone that signed up for a membership this year has hung on and stuck fat with us. So I know it's probably been disappointing for them. It's certainly been disappointing for us, but hopefully we can get some wins to thank them for their support.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd absolutely love that. It kicks off tomorrow night. Adelaide Oval, the old rival, 4:40 p.m. Check your local guides. That's an unusual time for a match of football.
Yeah, whoever thought Hawthorn v Essendon would be the curtain raiser?
It's a very good
with a feather when I saw it.
It's a ripping night of football, though. Hawthorn, Essendon, and then Richmond and Eagles is
it is a cracking night of footy.
It's a good night for footy to start off the second festival, and we look forward to seeing the boys in the brown and gold put up a good show, Isaac. Stay away from those Barossa Reds, and we'll look forward to chatting to you soon.
Yeah, sounds good, boys. Enjoy.